I had the opportunity to speak with our two keynote speakers today, and I think they have a fabulous message that will serve you very well. I'm going to take a moment to introduce our first speaker, Lucas Cobb. Now, Lucas is the VP for Integrated Planning for MMGY. I'll let Lucas explain what MMGY is. But Lucas, he has over 15 years of advertising, direct marketing, and interactive experience in industries ranging from fast food and shipping logistics to financial services and luxury travel. Lucas brings a comprehensive approach to planning and a strategic vision required to guide the deployment of cross-channel programs. Lucas is in charge of translating MMGY's insight garnered from research and industry trends into hyper-targeted, goal-driven, and measurable integrated campaign strategies. Please join me in welcoming Lucas Cobb.
So today I'm going to talk to you guys about the next generation in marketing, and particularly about where we see opportunity with the millennial generation, which I know has been a huge topic over the past couple years. And I'd like to think that in some levels of understanding, the millennials are pretty misunderstood. But first I'm going to start with an analogy. This is from a strategic standpoint. You know, Ted Williams was a great hitter for the Red Sox. They said that his eyesight for the ball and the way he could track the ball was uncanny and amazing, to a point that they would paint a basketball or the baseball on four sides, and he'd call the color that he was going to hit when he swung. Well, one time in a late season game with the Yankees, Ted was at the plate before the game, and he was looking at the plate, and he noticed the plate was off just like an inch or so. And he tells the umpire, hey, I think this plate's off, and wouldn't let him start the game until they came out and measured the plate. Well, it ends up the plate was off an inch, so they paused the game and reset the plate. When the umpire comes back, he asks Ted, well, why did you fuss with an inch at the plate? And Ted says, well, you know, an inch at the plate is 10 feet down the left field line. So if you're going to tell me that my foul line just moved in 10 feet, then I'm going to tell you your plate's off an inch. The point being there is that when you start with a directive or a point of data and you plan all of your campaigns against that point of data, if you're off by just a little bit, you could be missing a huge opportunity. Continuing with baseball. Now we're going to align this one to the millennials. So I'm from Kansas City. Our Royals did pretty good last year. We're excited about that. 1985 was the first time the Royals won a World Series. That's also when our millennial generation was turning 4 years old. In 2005, we couldn't even get anybody to go to any games, and our millennials were turning 24. Last year, 2015, of course, pulled it all together and won it again, and our millennials turned 34. So think about that. Your oldest millennial is 34, your youngest is 15. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, a good quote from him, there's nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact. And again, that goes back to, you can't always trust everything that you read or you see or that people tell you, because sometimes those facts aren't as true as we could conceive them to be. So my role at MMGY is taking what we do from a research standpoint and bouncing that up against what many of our partners do from research and trying to really squeeze out what's the truth. The interesting part of my job is that you can find data to match any idea, which isn't the right way to use data. You want to use the data to get to the idea. So research reveals, insights drive strategy, and these are two programs that we run, our Portrait of American Travelers and Travel Horizons, and I'll reference those throughout. In 2015, our millennial generation, you can see there with the green arrow, When asked how they plan to travel the next year, they all said more trips, plus 17%. Boomers and matures were down, but not significantly. 2016, this is fresh data. The millennials, when asked the same question, have only gone up a tick, and others are remaining flat. So the generation itself is slowing up in travel intent after a pretty big year in 2015. But the good news is everybody intends to do more, even if it's a small amount. So why, as marketers across verticals, travel included, why are we spending so much money on this generation? This article that we pulled a few months ago says 500% more on that generation than on any other generation. I think the reason they're doing that is because it's a lot of people. There's 83 million millennials versus 78 million of our boomers. So they're the new market makers, or the perceived new market makers. But who are they really? So the 83 million equates to a quarter of our population. They grew up, many of them were born in the 80s with things like boy bands and Pokemon and cartoons only on Saturday. Then they went through the 90s where they learned about VHS being replaced by DVDs and then DVDs being replaced by streaming video. And of course the birth of true mobile communication. And I like to draw an analogy. It used to be you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, which, you know, you were empowered through inheritance or wealth. I think at this point you're born with a phone in your hand. So this isn't all the millennials, but this is what our kids are facing. So this is real from a mobile standpoint. And looking at the age breakouts across generations, we see that the youngest of millennials are on their phones at least once every 10 minutes if you had a 12-hour day. If you shorten or lengthen that day, of course, that comes down to once every 7 or 8 minutes. And then even our oldest, 55 plus, are still checking their phones 46 times a day. How many of you fit that mold? What's really concerning is that 69% of travelers say that the first thing they do in the morning is check their device. In case they got emails overnight, right? How many of you leave your notifications on at night and they wake you up like an alarm? 63% is the last thing they do in the evening. What happened to reading books? And the core to that frequency, from my perspective and from the research, is that mobile phones are primarily driven, the frequency of access is driven by social media. And Kelly, I'm sure, will have some stats to back that up. I think I read today that it's 22 minutes a day on Facebook alone. But you can see across generations, there's not that big a gap. Even to our oldest generations, it's still 50% are using that time. And then travelers with a social media profile. So even Facebook's continued to grow over the last year. There's not much room left. Twitter, still coming up. But what we see at the tail end there is that the Instagrams and Snapchats of the world are starting to pick up and picking up momentum from the standpoint of adoption and use. And this is the one I love. So across travelers, 26%, I show my vacation photos on social media to make my friends and family jealous. I mean, I just think that's kind of cruel. And social media goes beyond just the actual social media platforms. It goes into peer-to-peer environments where people are sharing their opinions and their thoughts on travel providers and other things, restaurants, services. 61% of millennials have visited a site such as this in the past year. Can you see the other two? What's interesting about those numbers is when we look at the income brackets for the across the generations, it's our most affluent travelers who are doing that the most. So whereas before it's our millennials, it flips to our 250K plus affluence. So if you think about your audience and you think about the service you provide to your customers, especially if they're high-end customers, just know that just because they may make more and may be older or more well-to-do, they're still not afraid of going on and judging you online. 29% of that group say that they trust online reviews more than they trust their own friends and family. And the top three areas that this information is shared, again, across generations, not just millennials, TripAdvisor, online travel agencies, and Yelp. And a note on online travel agencies, as we've got a varied group here, the Expedias and Booking.coms of the world are doing a lot to ingest things to do, restaurant content, attractions content. They're trying to become more of a hub for this sort of stuff and push out other agencies such as Yelp, for instance. So I think this is what we typically would come to mind as a millennial. At least I see a few of these guys around Kansas City. I'm going to change gears a little bit on this one. Concept is, the more that we think they are different, the more that we show we are the same. So these are millennials. These are millennials. Together they're millennials. And what the difference is that I found in the data is that when marriage happens, millennials become less like millennials and they become more like their parents. And that break happens between 25 and between 25 and 29. And then they have kids. So you get married, you have kids, all of a sudden you are your mom and dad. So to get to further analysis, I broke out millennial segments, those that are couples, those that are singles, and those with families. I don't want to talk about the singles because they just want to do everything and everywhere. Couples, 21%, but families is the biggest. And when we look at their behaviors as far as destination choice, there's still a bit of wanderlust in this cohort, the millennial family. Now, the millennial single would say they want to go to new destinations 80% of the time. But our millennial family's settling down a little more, and see how they're more in line with the Generation X and boomers. And the reasons that they want to try these destinations: one, experience emerging off the beaten track destinations. I want to be the first in my family and friends to discover a destination, and I've seen and done everything in a previous destination. So they lead across the board on that. The biggest one is, I want to be the first of my family and friends to discover a destination. Hold on to that for a minute. So when we ask about previous destinations and returning to a destination, again, they're still pretty fairly in line. Of course, our boomer generation is more loyal, 54%, but not significantly different than the rest. Reasons for returning: you can see now how the numbers get a lot closer for each age cohort. So millennial families, Xers, boomers. I enjoyed a past vacation so much I wanted to experience it again. Everybody's pretty online with that. The destination has attractions or activities I want to return and do again. And going there is a tradition for my immediate family and I. Again, that's the key to this one. So when we talked about new destinations, they wanted to be the first in their family to discover it. When we talk about returning destinations, they want to go where it's traditional for their family and them. So as millennial families, they're still embracing what they grew up with, but also looking to build new models and new paths for themselves. Because what it boils down to is that making memories is more important than acquiring things. And this has been a trend and a theme throughout travel marketing, that the memories you take home with you are more valuable than the things you bring back in the suitcase. And that's a notion that spans generations. You know, one can remain eternally young if each day one goes rich by marvelous moments. So to put that in context, it's perspective that we have to have on this group, particularly millennial families, and understanding that they're not that much different than the other audiences we're talking to, that they want to get out and try things. They want to come back and do new things in the same places. They're not all zipliners and skateboarders. So appealing to that in your marketing and in your messaging is fairly straightforward. And of course, I like this one because what's happened through this proliferation of content and photography and videos and every generation being on social media and Facebook is that the older generations are embracing this behavior and that they're becoming part of the fun, you know, to where parents and grandparents want to engage in that new destination that the millennial family found. And it's really, from what we're seeing, rejuvenating travel across the country. And you can see some folks having fun. Well, what's going to happen next? So this I thought was interesting. Six Flags is rolling out Oculus goggles for one of their roller coasters. So here's the thing. You get on a roller coaster, you put on goggles, and you're in a spaceship or a jet fighter or something else. To me, that sounds horrifying. So I'll leave you with this, and I don't know how many of you guys like your lightning, but, you know. I didn't know if the Rays would be better, but these guys are in the playoffs. Anyway, what it boils down to is being in the right place at the right time with the right message, you know, just like our guy here was at the right place at the right time with the right stick. So appreciate you guys for having me, and thanks a lot. Let me know if you have any questions.